So, waiting again to be ignited, as it will. We're going to sign off now. The music, you just heard a second of it, was Gimme Shelter, of course, by the Rolling Stones. The Stones were talking about not just housing that we've emphasized throughout this show, but the fear of war and social danger, the life for the bottom 75%, or maybe the bottom 90%, has become very precarious. And a lot of the anxiety about that precarity is now focused and been focused by the right wing on immigrants and these foreign forces. With communism no longer a threat, they really found another threat in which to threaten people. This is Cable Radio, KBOO-FM. It's almost 10 o'clock. I just want to thank a couple people. Oh, we're at 10 o'clock. No more thank yous. And you can listen to this whole show, and in fact, the end of the interview with Alex DeYoung on our archive. You just go to KBOO, to Old Mole Variety Hour, and there it will be, this entire show. Thanks a lot for listening. Coming up on the Old Mole Air Cascade, coming up on KBOO Air Cascadia and Locus Focus.
March Madness here for us, but we do have our very own special bracket that we want you, the listeners of KBOO, to be part of. We'll be celebrating the melancholy March sadness this month, and we'd like you to contribute some music.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So just go to the KBOO website and search Diablo Sadness, enter some songs, and then come back later to vote. We'll be broadcasting the winners on March 24th.
Sounds like she's having a good time.
She's crying. It's backwards. Sort of makes me sad when I hear it. Sounds like she's laughing, doesn't it?
Hey, boo.
Good morning, Cascadia. Today is Monday, March 20th, 2017, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio, your sanctuary radio, your resistance radio, at 90.7 FM on the air, KBOO.FM everywhere. Well, so we passed through spring equinox quite early this morning, and here we are, face to face. The weather for the next couple of days, it looks like we have cloudy overcast skies. Let's see, on Monday, 50-50 chance of rain and a high around 55. East wind, 8 to 16 miles per hour, gusting up to 24. Gusting up to 24 where I live, definitely. And for tonight, rain low around 44. Again, windy, same winds predicted, 8 to 16, gusting up to 24. For tomorrow, again, it looks like we've got more precipitation in the air at a high around 56, and again brisk wind 6 to 9. Again, for tomorrow, night showers are likely, lows around 46, and the wind dropping off a bit. So that's it for the weather. We've got an extraordinary guest today. You heard them on the air recently, and now about a month ago, I should say, and now they're back. Crow is in definitely in need of support right now. Her extradition hearing was just moved. It was to take place today, but has been moved. It now takes place on April 5th. Crow is one of those activists that is of the no retreat and no surrender caliber. She already has charges in other states for the simple act of standing up to power and doing the right thing, representing the earth, representing nature, which in the end indeed does bat last, and will, however many laws a nation might pass governing the actions of people engaged in civil disobedience, it won't matter in the end, because nature does bat last. And those who stand up for nature, in the end, see justice. Until that time, people like Crow need our support in every possible way. We stand in solidarity. We write to whoever we can. Right now, this is this indictment is coming in the state of North Dakota. And again, she was beaten by policemen, and for the crime of being beaten, beaten mercilessly. She had sustained some serious injuries. For being beaten by a policeman, she faces a number of charges, which is compounded by the fact that I believe it is Wisconsin wants her to stand trial there as well. All of this makes for some expensive lawyering. That said, the hearing that's coming up on April 5th, they're going to try to prove that Crow is on probation in Wisconsin, after which she can waive or continue to fight extradition as well. The Crow has been released from jail since her arrest. The hearing will have a large impact on her future legal standing in North Dakota and potentially in Wisconsin as well. Typically, those arrested in resistance movements receive a lot of support shortly after their arrest, but support tapers off afterwards, and their case stops making headlines. They no longer are irritating the power structures that spike up all around them in ramparts, fences, in fact walls. The Crow is a person who needs, deserves support. There are a number of other defendants in this case. There was one piece of good news coming out of North Dakota. Let's not forget that although the encampments and protests that were ongoing for such a long time, although the camps have been disbanded, there are a lot of people in jail right now. People got arrested, let's not forget. And at that time, we were all very, very vocal about that. We raised our voices as one in solidarity with those who were being arrested. And we watched the videos of these things happening. The Unicorn brought that a lot of video to us. And we saw that. We saw those scenes. We saw the images. We saw it happen. We witnessed that, these facts. And we know that these people were incarcerated. And then we forgot them. And in some ways, for those who are members of the activist community in this type of deeply committed way, being in a prison of any kind is a torturous experience. Put yourself in their place. When one is a free person, to live in a state of constant risk, constantly knowing that what your actions might bring down upon you. And then it actually happens. It takes place. There is nothing worse than incarceration. It's way worse than simply being locked up. It's far worse. Scars that one sustains to one's psyche travel with one, and even down through generations. I would submit that the scars of prison are intergenerational. They are passed on to future generations. And so we want to remember these people like Crow, who are facing some very, very tough times coming up. Others in the same brigade, being held by the state for involvement with the No Dakota Access Pipeline struggle, include Rattler, Red Fawn, Charles Scorch Jordan. And on this note, one piece of good news is that Scorch has been in jail since November, was just released from Burley City Jail in Bismarck, North Dakota. This release was, in fact, largely due to continued outside support. And those in North Dakota who still are involved in what you might be argued that the this struggle, Standing Rock struggle, continues behind bars. There are various ways you could easily find this online, and I won't go through it on the air right now, but if you do want to support any of these people, it's quite easy to do so. We want to revisit something that happened about a month ago. The Bureau of the First Timber Sales Design under the new revised management plan, heard this referred to as the RMP, were offered at an auction at the Bureau of Land Management in Springfield. We've got, right now, I've got, I actually have Crow on the line on a cell phone. I don't know whether we can do this or not, but we're going to give it our best shot. Hang on a minute. Crow, are you there?
This is Crow.
Crow, thank you so much for joining us. We had hoped that we would be able to get you through the board operator. If you want to wait a minute and let the board operator, or let's just do this now because this is a different number. Go ahead and tell us what's happening with you at the moment.
I'm out on bond from North Dakota. I had a fugitive of justice complaint from them for allegedly other charges and probation from the state of Wisconsin. So I have my extradition hearing scheduled for April 5th at 2 p.m. there. They had arrested me at the Sacred Stone Camp, which is on the Standing Rock Reservation, Lakota Dakota territory. And we were on that private land, allegedly doing a security shift, and then the BIA rolled in with other federal agents. And they made up some story about someone making an emergency phone call, and people just kept reiterating, this is private land, you can't come in here, nobody called you, we don't want your help, this is private land. And they started arresting people. So they arrested me with two other individuals, and they held me in Fort Yates, the BIA did, on the res for what seemed like illegally, because I'm not indigenous, not with any like federally enrolled tribe, at the Fort Yates jail, and they hit me there and they held me, and I wanted to talk to a lawyer, and they wouldn't let me talk to anyone for a long time, and they finally transferred me to South Dakota. And then people were coming there trying to bond me out. There was like a period of time where I could have been bonded out for much less amount of money, but people didn't do it within a certain window for whatever reason. Accident, who knows, doesn't matter at this point. And so, and there were several different times where they tried to have three-letter agencies come and talk to me. And same thing, just being silent, and I'm like, I plead the fifth, I want to talk to my lawyer. And a lot of times they'd like have me sit with this person in awkward silence for like 20 minutes until they'd like let me go back to my cell. I'm like, well, so it sounds like they've been doing that to a lot of people, but a big thing seeing some other comrades that are trying to stay, like, involved in the legal battle to, like, help not just ourselves, but, like, other people that are struggling through this not-so-shiny part of the struggle. There is something that people should know is that we found out from, like, other lawyers and, like, people that are more embedded in the legal team at the moment is that there's supposedly some sealed federal indictment that hasn't been opened that we don't know who it is or, like, how many people it is, like, from this struggle that they're, like, waiting to reveal at some strategic moment, and no one knows what or why that is. And we've been looking more into that process, and that seems like a pretty opaque...
Hang on, Crow. We're out of time, and we want to talk to you about this some more and follow up on this. I want to make sure that you're okay right now, you're safe, and we will make sure that people know how they can support you in what you're doing. We've been talking with an absolutely fearless comrade in arms, someone who laid down their freedom for the struggle to protect the sacred rock, Standing Rock, the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe. This has been Air Cascadia for Monday, March 28th, 2017. Engineering for us today is Patsy. Thanks so much for that, Patsy. Derek Crooks is our AM News and Public Affairs Director. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts. Know your rights. Take a stand. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.
KBU Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of a benefit concert for Standing Rock Legal Defense taking place Wednesday, March 22nd at O'Connor's Vault in Portland.